Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, N1 north in Pretoria, massive accidents on the way towards the N4 Emalahleni interchange north of Linwood Road. It's badly backed up to about Hartsfontein at the moment. The N3 southbound from Buccleuch interchange down towards Van Buren, about as bad as I've seen it all year, and as bad on the Mike 1 in northbound. There's a crash after Greyston Drive in Sandton. That is backed up all the way to Killarney.
ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula has praised the KwaZulu-Natal leadership for handling recent changes with discipline. The party unveiled the members of its newly reconfigured leadership in KZN earlier today.
As much as we do have people in our organization who don't agree on this reconfiguration, over time they will understand that the intentions were noble.
And news from the continent, the prosecutor for the International Criminal Court, Karim Khan, has arrived in the Democratic Republic of Congo as the country grapples with an upsurge in fighting in the east. The Rwanda-backed M23 has in recent weeks seized two major cities in eastern DRC, giving the armed group a major foothold in the region since taking up arms again in late 2021. I'm Marlene Fischer. More on these and other stories at 5. All you do is win, win.
Pick and Pay Smart Shopper Price Palooza is live. Score crazy deals, earn double points, and stand a chance to win 100k daily. Shop in store or on ASAP. All you do is win, win, win. Win, win, win at Pick and Pay, valid 10 Feb to 9 March 2025. T's and C's apply.
We start off with some rugby news. Fiery Springbok and Stormers prop Steven Kitsoff has been forced to call time on his rugby career, and this because of a serious neck injury that he sustained last year. The Stormers did confirm the news this morning after Kitsoff had seen a specialist about his chances of playing again. The 33-year-old had an operation last year where part of his hip bone was used to fuse the vertebrae on his neck. And 42-year-old former All Black centre Ma Nonu has signed as medical cover until the end of the season for Toulon. The two-time world champion in 2011 and 2015, Nonu will be filling in for Setraku Toisivu, as well as Gavin Velia and Elton Fritsch, who are all injured and absent from Saturday's 24-6 victory over Stade de France in the French top 14. And light and persistent rain meant that a saturated outfield caused South Africa's Champions Trophy match against Australia at the Rawalpindi Cricket Stadium to be abandoned, and this without a ball being bowled. Now each team takes 1 point to the two that they already earned in the opening victories on Wednesday. And of course that means that England and Afghanistan have got a straight shootout. The loser set to join Pakistan and Bangladesh as the third team to already be eliminated. Western Province captain Kyle Varane is looking forward to a stretch of home games to keep their one-day cup campaign hope alive. However, those two consecutive games are against tough opponents in the Titans and the Dolphins. They face the Titans tomorrow, who are going to come out guns blazing, of course, as they are in a desperate position themselves, having failed to register a single victory in their three games so far. They did get 1 point, though, in the match that was washed out over the weekend. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7 on Jacaranda FM.
Please tell me again who, what, why, and when. Life happens so fast before we forget.
I remember how I felt to be reckless, young and bold. But now I promise myself I'd do it all before I'm old. Don't worry.